Welcome to the UPCI Youth Ministries Daily Devotional Podcast. This podcast series is based on the Devote 365, Volume 2, which is available on the Pentecostal Publishing House and Youth Ministries websites. It is our desire at Youth Ministries to see you grow in your personal relationship with Jesus Christ through your daily time with Him. Remember, your daily devotion matters.
December 6th, entitled, A Return to Holiness. Today we'll be reading Joel chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. So rend your heart, and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And He relents from doing harm. Who knows if He will turn and relent, and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Holiness should yield good fruit in our lives. People should be able to discern from our behavior and not just our manner of dress that we are committed to holiness. They should see the blessings of holiness in our lives. In the Old Testament, Joel prophesied of the bad things that would happen when the people turned away from holiness. Their crops would be destroyed. Priests would be mourning instead of ministering to the Lord. Joy would disappear. In order for this to change, the people needed to return to a lifestyle of holiness by praying, fasting, and repenting. Renewed consecration would restore the land and reverse the curse the people faced. Even better, God would pour out His Spirit on all flesh. This prophecy came true on the day of Pentecost, as the Lord filled those present in the upper room with the Holy Spirit. This miraculous outpouring not only marked the beginning of the church, but it also represented a return to true holiness. If we desire true holiness in our lives, we too must repent and yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, who is the true source of holiness. Let's take it to the Lord in prayer today. Lord, help me to be holy. Although I am committed to living a holy life that is pleasing to you, I know that sometimes I fail. Help me to pray, fast, and repent when I fall short. Pour out your Spirit upon me and restore your blessings and joy in my life.
Thank you for setting aside time to invest in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Time spent with God and His Word is never time wasted. If you are using your Devote 365 Volume 2, be sure to take advantage of the journaling portion on each page. Also, don't forget to record your thoughts in the weekly recap portion. If you would like to purchase the Devote 365 Daily Devotional, click on the link in our podcast description to do so. Let us know if you are using this podcast by tagging us in your social media post with hashtag Devote365. Thanks once again for joining us.